The enemy tanks have stopped.
Why?
Why waste precious tanks when they can pick us off from the air like fish in a barrel?
There are 400,000 men on this beach.
Where are we going?
Dunkirk.
I'm not going back.
There's no hiding from this sun. We have a job to do.
If we go there, we'll die.
Practically see it from here.
What?
Home.
Ron, the word Dunkirk has a specific resonance for people in the United Kingdom and also in Europe because of the battle in World War II. And England and France were officially at war with Germany after the invasion of Poland in 1939, but there was a period about 8 months where nothing really happened, and the Allies assumed that the Germans were going to repeat what they did in World War I, an attack through Belgium. But when they actually invaded in May 1940, most of their forces came through the rugged territory in the south, which meant that the British and French armies were surrounded. And so they lost their initial battle, and then they had to retreat, and they had to evacuate. But you're talking about evacuating hundreds of thousands of troops.
Right.
And the big naval ships couldn't carry troops because of the shallow waters.
Right.
And so the British government requisitioned hundreds of small boats, ferries, fishing ships, and merchant craft to get the men off the beaches. But this took time. Mm-hmm. And the Germans, even though they didn't, the Germans could have done a full-out assault that massacred everybody. But for whatever reason, and it's not really quite clear why they didn't do it, but they still were picking people off in small battles.
Right.
And that's what this new movie by Christopher Nolan is, Dunkirk. And I know that you've had an opportunity to see it.
Yeah. Oh, it's awesome. I mean, awe-inspiring, a tour de force for visual art, for the art of filmmaking. I mean, for sure a Best Picture nomination, if not a winner, and a Best Director for Christopher Nolan. And you set it up perfectly. The one criticism of the movie is you don't get that postcards from home backstory on any of the characters. It's just literally sliced up about the rescue for the most part. And that still worked fine. It doesn't achieve Saving Private Ryan status, but if you like a movie like that or Hacksaw Ridge, you're going to like this movie. And it's PG-13. It's intense. I mean, these guys were, like you said, they were trapped there, and they had no way of knowing they were going to get off this beach. And a lot of them that got on ships, the ships were blown up and sunk as they were trying to leave Dunkirk. So a lot going on in this movie, but it's so well done. You got to see it.
Well, and Christopher Nolan is one of the cutting edge innovators in cinema, in world cinema today. He best known maybe for the Dark Knight Batman trilogy. He did not his first film, but the film that really made a mark was Memento, which was the puzzle film that starts the story, goes backwards.
Right.
And then he did Interstellar, which could arguably one of the greatest science fiction movies ever made.
Yeah, Inception. I mean, the guy's made some great movies, and that's why I think he's probably due in terms of his recognition here, even though everybody knows he's one of the best in the business here. Interesting ensemble cast with Tom Hardy, Cillian Murphy, Mark Rylance from Bridge of Spies is terrific in this movie, Kenneth Branagh, Harry Styles, and a lot of unknown actors as well playing the soldier roles. So it just, it all really worked well. The sound in the IMAX, my goodness, you feel like you're part of a dogfight. It was just fantastic.
Now, obviously, this is a movie that's going to have a lot of men in it. We also have opening today, Girls Trip.
Yeah, right. This is kind of the opposite end of the spectrum from the standpoint that this is one of those R-rated raunchy comedies about four women that go crazy in New Orleans. Regina Hall, Jada Pinkett Smith, Queen Latifah, Kate Walsh. And most of these R-rated movies this summer have not worked, like going back to Snatched or Rough Night recently. They've bombed, or Will Ferrell's comedy bombed. So this one's at 87% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes, though the critics think this is funny, so I got to check it out.
Now, a film that I'm kind of intrigued by is the latest from the French director Luc Besson, Valerian in the City of a Thousand Planets.
Yeah, and Luke got himself almost $200 million to throw up on the screen here. And apparently he did a great job of a visual eye candy feast, right? The story may be a little convoluted, and it's part of a series of comic books, I believe, French comic books, which were said to inspired George Lucas to write Star Wars, I read somewhere. So a real mind-bending fantasy movie. It's rated PG-13 for sci-fi action and violence. And yet critics don't know quite what to make of this. Some love it, some not so much.
Now, I want to go back to Dunkirk briefly here. You have it in an IMAX, correct?
Yes, yes.
And I read that there are 6 different formats for this movie.
Well, they've got the 2D version, no 3D version. There's a D-box, those seats that move. He also filmed this on IMAX with IMAX cameras. And so I thought the aspect ratio was going to be a little more boxy than and more like the full screen IMAX is taller than it is wide. But it was CinemaScope looking to me on the IMAX when I saw it. So it will really fill your head.
Now, we have the last weekend in July, next weekend. Is there any big film that here, as we're getting close to the end of the summer blockbuster season?
One more, or maybe two more, if you count The Dark Tower, 2 weeks from tonight, based on the Stephen King books. But Atomic Blonde with Charlize Theron, based on a graphic novel, really looks like a little like John Wick meets James Bond. And then for the families, the Emoji Movie, Scott, an animated movie about the secret world inside of your smartphone.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us.
See you at the movies.